Lamplight presents Glory by Rachel Billington, narrated by Leighton Pugh. Part 1. April 1915. Before us lies an adventure unprecedented in modern war. Together with our comrades of the fleet, we are about to force a landing upon an open beach in face of positions which have been vaunted by our enemies as impregnable. The landings will be made good by the help of God and the Navy. The positions will be stormed, and the war brought one step nearer to a glorious close. General Sir Ian Hamilton, Commander-in-Chief of the Mediterranean Expeditionary Force. Special order to troops issued on the 21st of April, 1915. Chapter 1. The sky is an intense shimmering blue. The sea glows turquoise. The bay is a gentle curve, a mixture of shingle and sand. Above, a rim of hills encircles it. At the beginning of the day, there was a large fort at the southern end. Now it is in ruins, the falling stone still puffing out dust into the hot air, the dried grasses smouldering. The whole area is a battlefield. The ripples at the edge of the sea gradually turn blood red. Arthur is clinging to a single line of music. It is a solo cello, and he plays it over and over in his head. Now he can't stop it if he wanted to. He had heard it at a concert before his regiment left Egypt for Gallipoli. He can't remember the composer or the soloist. The truth is, he can remember nothing of the past apart from these deeply vibrating chords. The present wipes out everything. For several hours he has stood on a ship watching young men killed in the most gruesome and detailed way. Bullet, shell and shrapnel crack open water and men alike. One spurts in glittering fountains, the other with dark blood which gradually dissolves into the water. Barbed wire, cruel as a crown of thorns, pierces the bodies of the men, dead or alive. The few who struggle to the beach jump or twist or sprawl as they fall, lying in ugly, inhuman postures. SS River Clyde, on which Arthur stands, is insecurely moored against...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?